Welcome back, everybody, to another fun-filled episode of the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hobbyhead Productions. I am your host, Sean Danny. How are you, man?
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to my fake vacation, but it's not for a couple more weeks, so I still have to wait.
Oh, dude, I cannot wait for September, man. 2 weeks off. I'm just so excited. I gotta write. I'm gonna have to find some more stuff to do besides play Destiny.
I mean, that'll probably take up, what, like a day or two? Before you get bored of it and like realize that you're just grinding on nothing.
We're trying to do more raid activity stuff, so it's like, I'm not to the point where I need, like, it'll be 24/7. So, but, it'll be all right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe do some more projects around the house, perhaps. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll be all right. Doesn't sound like a high enthusiasm to like continue playing Destiny. I guess we'll figure something out. We'll make it so that it doesn't suck so bad.
I'm thinking like sleeping in like a case of Red Bull and like a lot of pizza and then video games and anime. Maybe I'll play The Last of Us 2. That's starting to become a option. I'm starting to enjoy that. Give it a good game review.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. You do that.
No commitments, though. I can't handle commitments.
No, you can't. you handle commitments about as well as you handle like a 4-minute YouTube video.
You know, when I saw all the YouTube videos last night, I was like, when am I going to get all this work in?
Right? It's like, holy crap. It's almost like I did all the legwork and found them and just sent them to you. So you just have to, like, I don't know, while you're taking a shit, click a button.
When will I find 10 minutes to watch videos?
Pearl. Yes.
Danny, before the show, I was out and about doing some shopping, you know, with my woman. So we went to a store, and we went to the pet area because we had to buy a new dog bed. The previous one had to be thrown away because it was dirty, and then it got peed on last night, so we had to separate.
Was that because you're too busy raiding and drinking Red Bull to get up and make it to the bathroom?
Yeah, I just peed on his bed.
And then blamed it on the dog, like, you didn't get in trouble, but you just had to spend money to cover up your crime?
Yeah, it was a $70. I don't know if it was worth $70, so.
I mean, isn't that just like you just throw like an old towel in the corner and like make it look nice and that's the dog bed?
I should have just moved one of the pee... one of the pee pads next to me, so I just peed on that instead. Lesson learned.
Lesson learned. Or just get, like, the pee and poo bucket.
I don't want the diaper. I don't want it to touch me. I'd rather just, you know...
That's why you have the bucket, because it covers both the number one and number two. Or if you didn't have pee, you don't have to worry about number two, because it'll stick in there.
That is true.
But anyways, continue. Did you end up getting a new animal?
No, we didn't get a new animal. So,
I was gonna say, it makes sense that you wouldn't get a new animal because they don't sell like disabled animals at the store. You can only get them at special places where your woman finds them.
Right at you know the county adoption center. So we get over there to the dog beds, and there's a post-it note on a dog bed that says, "Still shopping." So, like, we look around, and literally the dog bed that we want is the one that is marked with a post-it note, "Still shopping." Danny, what would you have done?
I would have moved the post-it note to a different bed and completely disregarded it. Or just, actually, you know what? Even better, I would have just taken the bed that had the post-it note with the post-it note and immediately beelined to the cashier, paid for it, and put it in the car. And if I wanted something else, I would have walked back in. Not only because, like, it's not like a to avoid confrontation thing, but more a thing of like when the person goes back to get the bed and sees the post-it note is gone, that then they're gonna go and like examine everybody's like cart. When they can't find it, then they'll go yell at the store people for not saving the bed for them that they didn't know that needed to be saved. I don't know. Passive aggressive drama causing is fun.
You just wanted to create the chaos and see what was going on.
Right. Just pull the pin on the grenade and walk away. Like and cover all the evidence that it was you that did it.
Smash that piece of shit, then I walked away.
Exactly. So what did you do, Sean? How did your mature, responsible adult ass handle this?
So I took the post-it note, I crumbled it up, put it in my pocket, and then took the dog bed, and we left, because that was the only thing that we went there to go buy.
Oh, see? Actually, I would have bought the bed, put it in the car, and then walked back in the store to watch the drama unfold.
No, we had shit to do. We had other places to go. We didn't have that much free time.
You didn't have a bucket of popcorn to sit and watch the show?
No, man. I had to find room to watch 10, 5 YouTube videos.
Yes. Yes, you did. I understand now.
I had to leave, man. Yeah. So we were just like, I was like, okay, so what if, you know, somebody like stops us? I'm like thinking in my head, like, what if somebody stops us? Well, you know, we're walking to the cash register, like, be like, well, there was no post-it note. Or, hey, well, I figured this post-it note was from yesterday.
Right. Or
put it in your cart if you really wanted it.
Right. Or you could, like, I didn't want to carry a cart. I just wanted to carry that's too bad, man. This isn't like a little kid, like, with the swings. And you're like, I'm going to go get a drink of water, but no takesies. It's mine.
No, I'm taking the swing and I'm taking the dog bed. I'm getting out. And now my dog is laying on his new dog bed.
$70 dog bed, huh, Sean?
Dog beds are pretty expensive, bro. So, because, you know, we had to get one that has, like, the rim on the outside because he's a little shaky. So, to help keep him inside the bed when he sits down so he doesn't, like, roll off of it. So, and then we had to make sure, you know, it's got good comfiness on the bottom. So, because, you know, if it's too thin, you could just feel the floor underneath it, you know?
Right. But there's some people, like human beings, that probably don't spend $70 on their bed, but I mean, they're probably poor or dumb, but either way.
I spent way more than $70 on my bed, so.
Right. Like, one piece of advice that I always follow is don't go cheap on something that protects you from the floor.
So, shoes and a bed?
And tires.
Oh, got you. Interesting. I have heard that saying. I will say I definitely buy more shoes now. Like, I will not like push it. I don't push it. As soon as like I start, my feet start to hurt again, I'm like, all right, time for new shoes. I just buy them. I ain't got time.
Right. Like, I have a job and like I'm an adult. I don't need to suffer like because I'm trying to get as much life out of these shoes as I can.
That is true.
Oh, man. So, Sean, what are you drinking today?
So, still trying to polish off the first box of Denver Goods. So, from Weldworks Brewing, this is the Cherry Cobbler. This is a Berlin-style sour wheat ale, and it is brewed with tons of cherry, to quote the can, tons, in fancy
like
letters.
Like, did they go, like, plain English or fancy English in how they spell tons?
It's T-O-N-S.
Okay, they didn't go like super fancy with the extra N and the E.
But they did like cursive font just with brewed with and then dot 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 tons and then it goes into like standardized print of cherry.
So somebody messed up. If they're going to do fancy cursive, they should have done the fancy spelling of tons, like T-O-N-N-E-S. Mm. So, Sean.
It's so tons of cherry, vanilla, milk sugar, graham cracker, and cinnamon.
Nice.
It's very tart with the cherry, but it does have a very strong hint of, like, sweetness in it. Like, I almost feel like I'm drinking cherry juice.
Like, okay.
Like, that's the best way to describe it. I'm drinking a sweet yet sour tart cherry juice. So it's pretty good. I mean, it's. I feel like even though they added the graham cracker and the cinnamon, I feel like the cherry just way overpowers it. There's none like I can't get the some of the other flavors that they put in here, but I mean I still enjoy it.
So it's more like a cherry sour as opposed to a cherry cobbler.
Yeah, it's only a 4.8% ABV as well.
Okay, yeah, because the brewery, they have like a series of beers they call the bakery series. Mm-hmm. So they have like an oatmeal cookie and like a lemon one, but they also made a cherry pie. And that one definitely tasted more like the elements of the cherry pie. You could taste, you can like smell, taste the crust, the cinnamony, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Versus like a couple weeks ago I went to La Bodega and Kim recommended a pineapple upside down sour from I can't even think of the name of the brewery, but so I drank it and it just tasted like you said, like it was like it tasted like a pineapple sour. It didn't taste like a pineapple upside down cake versus like the brewery. I mean, BottleLogic's Distant Messenger, that where you could smell and taste like the crust that you get when you cook the pineapple upside down cake, where the sugars and the pineapple caramelized to get that burnty caramel taste.
What upside? Isn't that just like upside down pineapple cake?
Yes.
Yeah, I just felt like you described the cake and just didn't, like, put it together.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, the one, like, it said it was a pineapple upside-down cake, and it didn't have that, like, element that made it a cake. It just tasted like a pineapple sour, but the BottleLogic one, you can definitely taste when you bake the pineapple upside-down cake, the crust, the caramel crust on it.
Mm.
From the sugars, from the pineapple and the cherry and whatever other brown sugar you put on the topping before you pour pan before you pour the cake batter on top of it. Man, now I want a pineapple upside down cake. That sounds pretty. Oh man, so I'm drinking a beer. That's funny. I'm drinking a beer that was sent to me as well, Sean.
Oh, what? Where are you now?
I am, yes. It is sent to me by Jody's cousin / guest friend of the show, Jamie Conway from Core Brewing.
Jaime?
Yes. It's not Jaime, dude. It's Jamai.
Jamai. Jamai.
Jamai. Yes, it's not Jaime. It's Jamai. You got to put that I in the right place, dude. But it's called YET Beach Rat. It's a hazy pale ale. So apparently they have a series called the Beach Rat series. And so this is a limited brew. It comes in a little 12-ounce can. And when I showed it to my wife, she's like, it looks smaller than a normal can. And so I put it next to a standard Coca-Cola can, and it's the same size. It's just, I think, because it's the silver can with the black sticker, it makes it look shorter. Mm. It's 30 IBU, 6%. But when I first read it, I thought it was a hazy IPA. But then I saw it again, it's just a pale ale, hoppy. I mean, a hazy pale ale. But you can definitely smell hops in it when you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the kind of the new trend, is the hoppy pale ale. So it's not quite full IPA hops, but it's not quite Budweiser, you know, bland.
Yeah. Got to get that dry hop on. Got to get that juice.
Dude, it is super murky. Like, I'm holding it up like to an open window, and I can't see my fingers through the glass with the sun behind it, you know?
Yeah.
It's probably like the murkiest thing I've ever drank from. So they're not lying. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, but they say it's hazy. It's fucking hazy. And it held up surprisingly well, because he sent it to me like the week when it was like 105 every day for the whole week.
When it was like 130 in Death Valley.
Yes, he sent it to me that week. So he dropped it off on a Monday, and I got it on Thursday. So it spent that many days in the FedEx system and trucks and driving through the country through, like, you know, the hottest states from between here and Arkansas, which is pretty much every state, you know, Texas and Nevada and California. Arizona. Oh man, it's surprisingly good though. It's like even though you smell the hops, they're not overpowering. So it's definitely not like a misnamed IPA, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nice.
It does have a nice flavor. It like I was kind of concerned when I opened it because like I said, it shipped in the heat, and I was like, is it going to be like flat? And when I poured it, it had a nice head. It foamed up pretty good. It's still holding its carbonation well. So I don't know if I can drink this at like, it's not a, I don't know if it's a poolside beer. You know what I'm saying? It's not like a super easy drinker, like a Leinenkugel Shandy or anything like that, but It's definitely a very enjoyable beer. I highly recommend it if you live in or around the state of Arkansas.
Why is this Kansas and why is this not Arkansas? America, explain.
Yes, and if you go by Core Brewing, tell them that Hoppy Head Productions sent you, and they'll just say like, and
who?
Wait, who? What?
Who?
It'll be like in Guardians of the Galaxy when Star-Lord introduces himself. who's this dumbass? I don't know what they said. So Sean, I actually left my apartment and went on a field trip for the first time in like a while. Like I didn't even like
did
like 2 weeks. I didn't even left my apartment just to go get food and come back home.
Oh wow!
On the weekend, it was nice.
Did you just drive by somewhere, just look at actually, it and go, it'd be nice to be hanging out over there with a beer.
Well, I went to go pick up because Beer Thug Life had two releases, and one of them was a collaboration with the Beer Zombie.
Mm.
And so, one of his releases you can only get at like three places, and one of them was on the way to where the second beer release was, which was in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And so I drove by, and it like they dropped the beer at like 11, and I drove by there at 11:30, and the line was still super long.
Gotcha.
And then the second beer dropped at noon, and I'm like, dude, I'm not going to stand like in this line super long and then have to go stand in that line super long. So I'm like, I'll just go get the second beer. Plus the Beer Zombie and Beer Thug Life and other beer influencers like Hip Hop Craft the Show was there. So we went to the second brewery called it's a brewery in L.A. called Indie Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jody's like, are we supposed to be here? Like when we drove kind of the back way to get there. Like, it was, like, the backside of, like, Skid Row we had to get to.
Yeah.
Like, the streets were all messed up. Like, she's like, are we allowed to drive through? I'm like, well, there's other cars here, so we're not the only person that has driven through here. But we're the only one actively driving through there. And so we get there, and then, like, right across the street kind of from where Indie Brewing Company is another brewery called Dry River Brewing, which I kind of heard stuff about, so... I just went over to Andy, stood in line, picked up my beer. It's a hazy IPA called Haze Twins. And I was talking to Beer Thug Life, and he was like, yeah, him and Beer Zombie were kind of trying to figure out a beer to do. And his wife was like, hey, you guys kind of are like, remind me of like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito from the movie Twins. Like one's really tall and one's short. And so they leaned heavily into it. Like they have like the introduction video that I show them like walking down the street wearing the Hawaiian shirts like from the movie, and then the can art and the glass that came with it as well is like the poster where they're wearing the suits and like Danny DeVito's leaning on Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And so I ended up getting that. And then on the way home, since we're right around the corner, I stopped by Grill 'Em All.
Oh man. What a good barbecue. What a good barbecue. Good burger place.
Right. Ugh. So I got their burger of the month. It's named after a wrestling trio called SCU, SoCal Uncensored.
Yeah.
And they kind of started off as a heel group because like their whole gimmick was they would go to any place outside of California. And like as soon as they'd get to the ring and they'd get the mic, and the first thing they would say is, this is the worst town we've ever been in. Compare how like crappy wherever they are is compared to Southern California. But then, you know, it kind of turned into like how The Rock started off as a heel, and then his whole like smell what The Rock is cooking and all that stuff. Like people started shouting it with him, so it's like they had no choice but to become like good guys basically because the crowd.
Even though they still go to towns and say it's a shithole?
Yes. Like, basically, like, the more they insult the town, the more the people love them. So So when they get in the ring, like, the whole crowd chants with them, "This is the worst town we've ever been in." Like, the whole crowd is yelling that with them.
That's pretty funny.
Right? And one of the guys, Scorpio Sky, was one of the mainstays at Bar Wrestling before he got picked up by All Elite Wrestling. And so, but basically the burger was carnitas on a burger, like a carnitas taco on a burger. So it had the meat, the green onions, the sauce and everything just on a burger.
That sounds pretty damn good.
It was amazing, actually. Like, Jody took a bite of it, and she got her standard, usual burger of came with, like, apples and stuff, but, like, brie cheese. But she took a bite of mine and was like, "Maybe I should have got yours."
Gotta try new things.
Right? And I was like, that's why I got it, because this looked pretty amazing. That was pretty much why I wanted to go out there, because they'd had that as the burger of the month before, but they re-released it. So, yeah, that was amazing. It, like I said, carnitas taco, street taco, in between on a burger. Can't go wrong. The only thing that sucked is because, like, of all the COVID, like, you only allowed, like, 5 people at a time inside. So there was, like, a line outside to go inside to order. And then even though they had patio seating, they closed that down. Even though, like, the Applebee's next to it had patio seating and there was literally one person there, like, eating.
Did you go eat in your car?
We were going to, but then they have, like, those, like, planters around with, like, rocks and stuff that are kind of bench-shaped, so everyone was just kind of hanging out in that area eating their burgers.
Oh, gotcha.
So, because the movie theater was closed, like, it was just weird. It was like a ghost town. Like, there was no one walking
the street. We'll never watch a movie again. unless you're getting Netflix DVDs.
Exactly, or you're rich and want to spend $40 to watch a movie on demand at home.
Dude, that's way too expensive for a movie, man. I'd rather spend $40 on driving to the movie and buying a bunch of snack food and paying $40 than sitting at my couch paying $40.
I mean, it only makes sense if you have, like, a family.
True.
You know, like, if you, like, my family, like, growing up, I have a brother and a sister. So with my parents, there's 5 of us. So, like, 5 of us to go to a movie theater is a lot more than $40 just for the tickets.
Yeah. No, I mean, that makes much more sense.
So, but yeah. So, and then when I was leaving there, I looked up one of the bottle shops that had the other beer zombie beer out in Colton. And so I ended up swinging by there, and I got there just in time because they only had, like, 3 or 4 cases left of the beer.
Oh, wow.
But it was like, it's a, like, a juicy, like, a juice beer, basically, that's a tribute to Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
And that came with a glass as well. So, you know, much to my wife's chagrin, I got more beer and more glasses, 2 things that she doesn't think I need.
You don't need a lot of things.
No, but it was funny because, like, before we left, she was talking to her mom, and her mom was like, asked her what we were planning on doing, and she's like, "Yeah, when I told my mom we were going to go and do these things, she kind of said, was like, sounded disappointed." She was like, "Oh, that's what you're doing?" So,
what, just getting, like, burgers and beer?
Just like a good husband, I'm disappointing my mother-in-law.
Oh, dude, yeah. I mean, I'd have even, usually we just do, like, if we go out to eat, we always go home with it. We've never just eaten out on the patio.
I've done that once since the pandemic started, and it felt really weird.
Yeah. So, I feel like it would be awkward.
Awkward?
Yeah. And it's just like it's funny because, like, the restaurant around the corner from me has a big ass fan blowing, like, towards the patio. So I'm like, I'm just thinking in my head, like, if you're not the closest to the fan, like, you're getting everything else.
It's like, yeah, if you're, like,
you know, sneeze, and it's just like,
yeah, just getting slapped in the face with everyone's germs.
You know, some asshole just rips one.
You're getting bukkakied across the table from everyone's sneezes and farts.
Oh, Pretty much, man. I mean, at least the bottle shops are open.
Yes.
I was a little bummed. I went to a few weeks ago. I went to a Total Wine and More. It was kind of shitty. I was surprised. It wasn't as nice as that one in Rancho Cucamonga.
Which is funny because this podcast I listened to, one of the guys has been going to that Total Wine to get beer for their show. And the first couple times he got beer from there, like, he ordered it online, and then they went and picked a beer, and he just drove up and like honked his horn or, you know, did something, yeah. And they brought it out to his car.
Yeah.
And he brought it home, and it's like, oh yeah, all this beer is like out of date. It's all like old.
Jeez. Terrible. Oh man, yeah. There's a really good beer shop north of my house. It's about like 20 minutes away. It's like that's like the beer shop I go to when I'm doing like a $200 beer purchase, because I'm just buying a bunch of stuff, random stuff. So they get, because you get like, you know, you get the bottles, you get six packs and stuff, and it just like, you're just like, might as well.
Well, you're right. Like, on Friday, I had a friend of the show, Solid Snack, hit me up and saying like, yeah, I'm going to La Bodega. He's like, do you have any beers to recommend? And I was like, thinking in my head, I'm like, dude, I don't know what they have. Like, they might have gotten some new stuff in. Like, their stock, they have some stuff that's there pretty much constantly, but then they have a lot of stuff that rotates. And I'm like, I'm going to get off work soon, dude. I'll just meet you there. I'll let you know when I'm leaving.
What does that wave drink?
He actually is into, porters and stouts and stuff.
Mm. Solid.
Super like his solid. Name. Like his name. Super Solid Snack. But, so I get there, and I'm like, as I'm like leaving, I'm like, shit. I wonder what his budget is.
Look, boy, if you're going to drink with the men, you better open up the wallet, all right?
So I ended up coercing him into spending more money than he wanted to. And by that, I got him to, he bought two beers and a whiskey.
Oh, okay. At least he got a bottle of whiskey out of it.
Right, and yeah, so I ended up like, I haven't found out if he drank it or not yet. I need to text him before next week to see, but before this airs. But the bottle of whiskey I got him to buy was a Screwball.
Oh, wise choice, dude. Yeah, very wise choice. Did you tell him about the chocolate bitters?
I did. I told him about that and the Chambord.
Oh boy, nice. Do it. Yes. Do it.
Exactly. Solid.
Do your shot, splash some chocolate bitters, no sweetener, boom. You'll be teabagging in the Crucible in no time.
Yeah, he doesn't play Destiny.
You know, whatever game you want to play.
He plays Japanese weeb games.
Fair enough.
On the Japanese weeb system, Nintendo.
Not Final Fantasy.
No. Look, he was one of the guys that convinced me to like buy Final Fantasy 14, and I was like, before I bought it, I'm like, you know what's gonna happen is, we'll play this for a little while, and then all of you guys will abandon me, and I'll be the only one left playing it.
Yep.
And that's exactly what happened.
Solid. No matter how much you play that game, Zelda's never going to touch your pee-pee. Sorry, man. It's a children's game. It's never going to happen.
No. Yeah. That's why you have Reddit. You can just go to Reddit Rule 34.
Yeah. She really doesn't even care about Link.
But not Reddit anime memes anymore, because that's gone.
No. It's dead. It's dead. Because we can't say trap.
Exactly.
We could say it on this show because we don't care about offending anybody.
Because we don't have enough people to listen to be offended.
I didn't even know it was an offensive term.
He walked into the trap. Being offensive is a trap.
Oh man!
So there's a lot of DC news last couple weeks.
There was a secret announcement that DC had a secret event.
It wasn't that secret. You just were too busy jerking off to Destiny to pay attention.
Right.
They mentioned it on Reddit.
There was no secret event.
Well, first, before the secret event happened, they decided to just, lay everybody off. pretty much, except like Jim Lee and like the janitor.
Somebody's got to clean the toilets.
The Jim Lee shits in. He's not touching a dirty toilet, nope. Even if he's the only one that uses it. His Royal Highness Jim Lee. So they basically, they laid off like pretty much everybody from DC Universe, which they're like, yeah, that was kind of expected because I guess AT&T and Warner Brothers, after the merger, they're basically waiting for the shoe to drop. And so they're doing the HBO, going HBO Max route instead of DC Universe. So like all the shows on DCU are either going to the HBO Max being canceled, or in the case of the Stargirl show, it's going to be now a CW show.
So they're canceling all the DC Universe shows?
No, they're like the ones that aren't going to, like Harley Quinn and a couple other ones are going to HBO Max.
Will all the other ones just go to HBO even though they might not be filming anymore?
They're not sure. They're up in the air because like the Titans and Doom Patrol are like two of the ones that are kind of up in the air, like as far as the future, because they, you know. But like Stargirl, like I said, CW, Young Justice, and Harley Quinn are some of the other ones. So, but then they also got rid of their merchandise branch, the DC Direct.
Okay.
So you can't buy stuff directly from DC anymore. And then they laid off a bunch of their editorial staff in the comics.
You can't buy any more Superman t-shirts.
Well, you can, but just not from directly from them.
No, that's true. They don't even want to make their own merch. They'll just have other people do it.
And it's weird because you can't buy them from Diamond anymore either because they cut ties with Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where you're going to get that from.
You have to do it digitally. There's no more comic books in DC. Are the comic book shops even reopened now? Some of them probably never even closed.
Yeah, you know, I know at least one that didn't. And I think the stores are reopened because I know like the Sphinx Comics, the Deaf People store, they reopened. But, you know, I'm sure it's a thing of like they limit the number of people inside and you have to wear a mask and whatnot.
You have to wear a mask in California?
Yes. like the libtard sheep we are, apparently, according to some people.
I was going to say, because I always see people not wearing masks on the beach.
Right?
That's what I was...
Yeah, I was reading this thing, and there was, like, at the Starbucks in, like, South Korea, there was, like, an outbreak of, like, 54 people that went back to that one Starbucks, and but none of the employees caught it because they all kept their masks on.
Boom, motherfucker.
But then, like you said, they had the DC Fandom, which basically is, like, since there was no Comic-Con and they didn't want to necessarily participate in the virtual Comic-Con, they decided to have their own virtual one-day thing.
Yeah.
Which... I think it might still be up, but like it was either like good until like, well, by the time you're listening to this, it'll be gone, but
yeah,
like it was like for the whole week and they just kept replaying it. But one of the things they did was they announced the full cast for Suicide Squad.
Mm.
And there's a lot of fucking people. And like yeah, even James was... Gunn, like, don't worry, we're going to kill some of them. So like the only ones that are really returning are Rick Flagg, Captain Boomerang, Amanda Walker, and Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. Everybody else is new.
Yeah.
So they have, like, Peter Capaldi, who is a former Doctor Who, Pete Davidson from SNL, Michael Rooker, who was also in Guardians of the Galaxy and a couple other James Gunn movies. But the thing that I find kind of funny, though, is James Gunn likes to mess with his brother.
Why?
Because, like, in Guardians of the Galaxy, it almost seems like a thing of, like, James Gunn was going to be a director and, like, Sean Gunn wanted to be in his movies and, James didn't want his brother to be in the movie, but the mom's like, James, let your brother Sean be in your movies. And he's like, fine, Mom. And so now he just makes them, like, mocap all the, like, actors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in Guardians, he mocapped Rocket Raccoon. Even though he didn't do the voice of Rocket Raccoon.
Jeez.
But then, so I'm sure maybe Sean went to his mom again. He's like, he's only letting me do motion capture. He's not letting me talk. And so, James, can you give your brother a talking role? So then he made him Michael Rooker's assistant in Guardians of the Galaxy, like basically the secondhand man.
Yeah.
So in this movie, in the Suicide Squad, he's playing Weasel.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't either. Did you look at the list of the characters? Because I don't know any of the DC characters.
No, dude, I don't fucking... It went over my head.
Like, Nathan Fillion is TDK. I don't know who that is. John Cena apparently is in the movie. But I saw the trailer, and I didn't see him in it.
Yeah. Maybe because they haven't filmed his section yet.
No, it's a John Cena joke, dude.
I don't know, man. Come on.
Come on.
It's too bad.
That's right. John Cena is not an anime character. If he was an anime character, you totally get that meme reference, but he's a human being, so real human being.
Here we go.
He's a real human boy.
I'm sorry. Go watch your... Are you just sad that you don't get to watch your oily men wrestle anymore?
My naked oily men hug?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, I tried to find it for research on the show. Apparently Joey Ryan came out with like a... explanation/apology video of all of his accusations.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a chance. I wanted to watch it, but I didn't know how long it was, so I went to find it on the YouTubes, because that's, according to his social media, that's where it was, and like his channel had no more content, and I guess he just deleted everything. And so then I found somebody else talking about it, and apparently his apology/explanation video was like 58 minutes long.
That's a long video.
It is. And basically, like, it's the way the guy summed it up was, you know what? I'm a celebrity. You should believe me.
And he said he didn't do any of that, or that he was just sorry for it.
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to watch the video because it was deleted.
Gotcha. Oh, I thought it would be in the recap. In the
show. No, like, they were just making fun of him, basically. Because, like, to be fair, the guy that was the video that I was watching was from a guy that pretty much has hated Joey Ryan from the beginning because he thinks that, like, you're not supposed to have fun when you wrestle. Like, he hates WWE, but he likes all the, like, you know, as Bruce Pritchard says, the Japanese flippy shit. So
why would any of those people do it? You're not supposed to, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it was one of those things where I didn't want it to be true because, like, you know, Joey Ryan seemed like, not necessarily a good guy, but he seemed like someone who wanted to help other wrestlers in the business to give them, like, a place to show their stripes, because like a lot of the people that are in AEW on TV now were pretty much regular wrestlers on Par Wrestling.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that maybe one of the other wrestling organizations in Southern California kind of steps up and takes the spot if there is no more Par Wrestling, or if Joey Ryan's forced to like basically cut ties with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it's allowed to be a thing.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. But one of the things, you did watch the videos, right, Sean?
I did watch the videos.
So the first trailer is the Batman trailer.
The Batman.
Yeah, because the movie's The Batman, so it must be the Batman.
The Batman.
Yes. I don't know, man. I mean, Robert Pattinson looked like the most realistic thing about the movie was Robert Pattinson looked like somebody who stays up all night.
Yeah.
And when he took off his mask, his like eye black didn't magically disappear with the mask, like it does in every other movie.
Yeah, this definitely seemed a little bit like semi-emo Batman. Like when he has the suit on and stuff, you're just like, it's pretty cool. But then he takes it off, and then it's like he's got like that the long hair to the like on both sides coming down, and it's just like you never got like a true sense of like you know. The fake Bruce Wayne character never showed in the trailer. Not that it's not going to come out in the movie, but they were just I think they were just, like, overly focused on, like, he's going to be the Batman. He's going to be great. He's dark. He's angry. He fucks people up. Don't worry about, you know, the pretty boy shit. He's got that down. But, you know, this, you know, it felt like they overwent on, like, this was going to be him like going. And then the other thing is because, you know, I'm just so used to it, his voice sounded kind of high when he spoke in the Batman suit, and this might just be a Christian Bale thing, but I'm just so used to like Batman having such like a deep angry voice that I was a little caught off guard with how high his voice was.
Right.
When he spoke in the Batman suit.
Right, it seemed like they were trying to, like, overcompensate for all the people that didn't, that thought Robert Pattinson would make a bad Batman because of Twilight.
Yes.
But also, this movie's only, like, 25% filmed.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they might not have even filmed, like, the happy day parts of the film yet.
Correct. You're absolutely right.
But the cast is pretty good. They have Zoe Kravitz as Selina Kyle. They, you know, they say she's Catwoman, but then it's like the article writing is like, Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman, although Reeves stated she isn't Catwoman in this film yet. So she's not Catwoman, she's Selina Kyle.
What is she? Who is she?
Right,
nobody
like,
knows.
Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman, but she's not Catwoman yet. Then she's not Catwoman, she's Selina Kyle. But then they have Colin Farrell as the Penguin and Jeffrey Wright as Jim Gordon. I don't know, man. Like,
so it's going to be the Penguin? I thought it almost sounded like it was the Riddler. Well, maybe by Riddler it was just the guy in my clan talking about it.
He might be an idiot.
I got no comment on that.
You kind of looking from Norton and I. What? It's not like he's gonna listen.
No,
to this.
No, he won't.
But a couple people I know that actually watched the DC the whole thing, all the panels and stuff, and they're talking about how in the panel they kept talking about how they're basically going to also focus on the detective side of Batman. Mm. So maybe that's where they got the Riddler thing was from the Q&A stuff, because they kept focusing on like him solving problems and being a detective.
Yeah, maybe. It just seemed kind of interesting that there was like a lot of, no, I guess you're right. Cause it wasn't really Riddlers. It was just like notes left behind. But then like the mask guy didn't seem to have like, The one picture of the villain didn't look like the Penguin, unless it's going to be completely reimagined.
No, what I heard, and I don't know how true it is, but it's supposed to be basically based on like the Long Halloween.
Got you.
So they'll have like all the villains, but then ultimately the villain will be Hush, which is I'm guessing that who the guy in the mask was supposed, because that kind of. It looked like it was more face wrap than mask. So I'm like, isn't that supposed to be Hush?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the bandages on the head.
Yes.
Yep.
So that's a good point. So that was the rumor I heard, and that basically, and I saw that, I'm like, oh, okay, so that is true. That at least that kind of not necessarily confirms it, but more solidifies the rumor that it's supposed to be based on the Long Halloween.
Yeah. True.
And then we got the final Wonder Woman trailer, because they keep pushing the movie back.
Yeah.
The only thing really different in this one is you kind of see more of the actual transformation of Cheetah as opposed to just Kristen Wiig being Kristen Wiig. Correct. And you kind of see of them fighting.
Yeah. I mean, the fight scenes look pretty solid. It looks like it'll be pretty funny. They got some good funny scenes with her and the Army guy, Air Force guy, whatever he is.
I think Army, because I don't think the Air Force was created yet.
I don't know, man. I wasn't alive in 1984.
Oh, well, in 1984, it would have been Air Force, but when the movie was originally, like, when he was originally alive, Steve Rogers, like, the Air Force was a branch of the Army.
Steve Rogers? Is that his name, really?
I believe so, yes.
What? Why is that? That's so weird.
You mean, like, so are they going to have another scene? Like, can they have a scene with that where Captain America and Wonder Woman fight, and then...
Yeah.
They're like, save Steve! Why'd you say that name? Save Steve! Why'd you say that name?
That Steve sucks. I have America's ass on me.
My favorite gif from that scene in from the Avengers when Steve Rogers is fighting, you know, Captain America's fighting Captain America, but it was Captain America fighting his character from Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Steve Trevor. I'm sorry. I knew it was like a Steve with the first name as a last name.
Gotcha.
But yeah, but anyways, in the GIF, it's like Captain America and like his character from Scott Pilgrim. So he's like, Scott Pilgrim's hitting him with the skateboard and he's blocking it with the shield.
That's pretty funny.
But then, so then the next one is The Rock playing a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Black Adam.
Yeah, I don't know much about Black Adam. I knew he was a villain, but I didn't realize it. So this is going to be like the origin story on probably why he's a villain.
Yes.
And maybe they're setting this up to be like a future villain in the movies.
Because he's a Shazam villain.
Gotcha.
Which is why his suit is basically looks exactly like Shazam's, but black instead of red.
Hmm. I wonder if this is gonna, like, it'll basically all be in Black Adam's, like, realm, and then, like, at the end, he'll finally, like, come to Earth.
Maybe. I don't know. I know, like, he's going to fight the Justice Society.
Mm-hmm.
Which has Atom Smasher, Hawkman, Dr. Fate, and Cyclone are the ones that are going to fight him. So maybe it'll start in his realm and at some point come over to the current modern day.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And this one's supposed to come out December of next year.
Okay, so we still got a pretty long ways.
Yeah, and again, like, these are, most of these outside of the Wonder Woman trailer, they're all like teaser trailers.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I didn't realize that I forgot to write the Suicide Squad on here, but I forgot to write the information about the Snyder Cut.
True. Dude, freaking, it's going to be 4 hours. How did they write a 4-hour movie?
But they're going to do it in 1-hour increments.
But it's a 4-hour movie. Like, who thought in the beginning that this was going to be, they were going to take a 4-hour movie and trim it down to 2.5 hours, 2 hours to release in theaters?
Right. and the thing that's even more astounding about the 4-hour time is that part of that $30 million budget of doing the movie is there's not going to be any reshoots with the cast. Like, everything's already filmed. Like, it's all going to be, like, editing and special effects. That's where that $30 million budget is going. Wow. None of it is going into reshoots.
CGI, here it goes. Got to pay those, pay the nerds to fancy it up.
Well, like, one of the CGI things they're going to do is they're going to CGI back on Superman's mustache. So he doesn't have that weird lip thing.
They're going to put it all back on? Why don't they just take the original footage and just not take it off?
Maybe that's what they're going to do. But point being, Superman's going to have a mustache now. it's going to be weird.
What the fuck? This is why DC can't compete with Marvel. They just don't have it together.
Well, like, I've watched enough Star Trek to know that if you have a mustache or a goatee, you're a bad guy. Like, if there's two Spocks and one of them is clean shaven and one of them has a mustache and a goatee, that's the villain.
It should be the guy with clean shaved, because he's just manipulating you.
Exactly. But two things they also announced is the new video games that are coming out. The first one being Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League, which is basically why the Suicide Squad was put together.
Mm-hmm.
To go after the metahumans that turn rogue, and you can't get any more metahuman than the Justice League.
Correct.
So what did you think of the trailer, Sean?
I thought the trailer was pretty interesting. I thought it was kind of funny. I liked Captain Boomerang. He was pretty funny. And I thought his power was rather interesting with the teleporting within the boomerang and stuff. I didn't realize that was kind of like part of his gig.
Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, it definitely felt more Suicide Squad-y than the first movie did. You know, friend of the show, Solid Snack, aforementioned, he told me it kind of reminded him a little bit of the video game Sunset Overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, totally agreed with, like, the coloring and the way the characters moved and stuff. It just felt like that hyperactive and hyper-bright coloring of Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah.
Which was a fun game, by the way. I highly recommend it. If you can pick, I mean, you can. I'm sure you can now pick that game up for dirt cheap.
Oh, definitely.
But, like, again, it was just like a quick teaser, and I'm sure, you know, but basically, they're joking around, and Amanda Waller's like yelling at them to go do stuff because they got to go attack an alpha target. Then all of a sudden, Superman shows up, and they're like, holy shit, it's Superman. And then, like, Captain Boomerang comes up and is like, hey, you guys figure out who we have to kill yet? And they just point at Superman, and that's, like, the end of the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and then Captain Boomerang's like, they point at him, Superman, and then, like, Captain Boomerang looks, and he's just like, fuck. And I was showing it to my wife, and I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much the only reaction you would have as a non-superpowered person. When you have to kill Superman, right?
Yeah.
It's not the Batman with a shitload of kryptonite, or Lex Luthor with a shitload of kryptonite.
Exactly. What are you going to really do?
Right. And then the other game they announced is Gotham Knights. Well, real quick, I think, like, if I read correctly, the Suicide Squad game is supposed to take place in the same universe as the Arkham games.
Really?
But the next game is not. Okay. Which makes sense that it would be the other way around.
Dude, what a 360 on Batman's. Like, it's like Dad Batman versus the other dark and groomy one. Like, the video... So in the trailer, you know, there's like, it sounds like Batman is killed, and, you know, he's making like this speech to, you know, Red Hood, Dick Grayson, Tim Drake, and Batgirl, and they're all, you know, he's like giving them the dad motivational speech, like, I just died, but I have faith in you. You were always there for me. And then it's like. Who really is Batman these days after watching, like, the Batman trailer and then Gotham Knights?
Right?
It's, like, way different spectrums.
But it does make sense, though, that, like, he would have, like, multiple protocols set in place if he dies. Like, because he's, like, it's, like, Project Black, and it's, like, they had to decrypt it, and then it's, like, if you're watching this, I'm dead. Oh, and by the way, I literally already blew up the Batcave, so you can't get anything out of there. If your like phone or like anything important that you need was in the Batcave,
you're fucked.
Sorry, it's blown up.
Dude, my shoes were in there. Fuck.
Like my because they're all in costume, so it's like, dude, my like favorite like my favorite sweater was in there or something. Like, shit. Fucking dick. Like, he could have given us like a 10-minute notice to like go get what we wanted out of the Batcave before he blew it up.
Right.
Nope. Bruce Wayne's gotta like do it immediately. Fucking impulsive jerky boy.
Exactly. Yeah.
But the gameplay on this one definitely looks more like the Arkham style, but each of the four characters have their own weapons basically that they use.
Yes.
Both these games look really fun. They look more fun than anything the DC has done in the movies.
No, I think the story looks interesting, and then at the very end of Gotham Knights, they reveal the owls, and I was like, "Holy shit, dude! I can't believe like the owls made it into a video game at this point."
Right.
I was like, "Man, where is this game really going?" Because now it's like maybe Bruce is still alive, and maybe he's just captured by the owls, and now I'm like, "Oh, what the fuck is going on?"
Right, and people were like, on the Reddit post, it's like, you know, what if there's a twist and like Callan is Bruce Wayne? They're like, well, it can't be a twist if everyone's predicting it. But yeah, but this the Gotham Knights game is made by Warner Brothers Games in Montreal,
mm-hmm.
And a Suicide Squad one is made by Rocksteady.
Interesting.
So it'll be a. But, like, they're both supposed to come out, like, next year, basically.
Everything is next year.
Hopefully, things will be better by next year. Or at least less shitty.
Probably less shitty.
I don't know about that, but we'll see.
Oh, man. So, Dan, you were talking about watching Birds of Prey. How was it?
So Birds of Prey was like it was like a television show pre like WB stuff, and it definitely felt of the era. It felt like it came out like right around the same time as like Charmed. It kind of had the same like lighting and tone and the way it was filmed.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it's like starts off with just Oracle and Huntress, which, sadly enough, it was probably, like, outside of the, before the movie, Birds of Prey was the best shown version on TV of the Huntress, even though she was like, so this version, she was the daughter of Batman, of Bruce Wayne and Catwoman, right? Mm-hmm. Which is one of her two origin stories.
Wow, 2002. Wow.
Yeah, 2002 to 2003, yes, on the WB. So, like I said, it was pre, like, their pre-CW, so back then it was still the WB.
Mm-hmm.
But so Catwoman, Huntress is, like, metahuman on the show.
Got you.
Because apparently Catwoman was metahuman. So, like, when she can, like, she has, like, cat powers, and, like, she has, like, her eyes can, like, go into, like, cat vision mode, and she has, like, more agility and strength than a normal human, and she can apparently, like, jump from, like, the ground to, like, the top of, like, a second-story building.
Mm-hmm.
Little to no effort. And then later on, a third girl shows up, Diana, and it's like, oh, Black Canary. But then come to find out her power isn't Scream. It's like when she can, like, see things in dreams that are real, and she can also, like, when she touches you, she can, like, basically, like, learn your history. Wait. And then later on, she develops telekinesis that they only literally use in, like, the final episode. Like, she has an episode, and she could have been, like, using it to fight and stuff, but nope, they just use it, like, one time in the last episode.
So she wasn't even, like, Batwoman? Or, I mean,
Black Canary?
Okay, so she was, man, that's so weird, dude. The show looked so weird.
But she was Black Canary's daughter.
Got you.
Who shows up for, like, one episode and then gets killed.
Oh, well, that's pretty useless.
Right? And, like, all three of them have the moment where, like, and I think the only reason they killed Black Canary is because they needed all three of them to have a moment where, like, they need to get revenge on somebody for killing somebody.
Yeah.
And the other two have to talk them out of it because heroes don't kill no matter what.
Oracle doesn't even look that much older than, doesn't even look older than, what's her name? Than Huntress.
Right?
Like, and then, there's no age gap. Like, the story makes no sense.
And then, like, the Huntress doesn't wear a mask. She just, like, wears, like, a corset to show off her boobs, I guess, but no mask. And they even, like, call her out on it later. She's like, a mask hinders my, fighting ability. And, like, basically, like, because there's, like, 13 episodes. It was, like, the 7th or 8th episode. They call her out on it. Well, I still... We're like, yeah, people recognize you. And it's like, no shit, people recognize you because you don't wear a mask.
Yeah.
And then one of the episodes is their high school reunion.
Wow.
Their five-year high school reunion, Sean.
Five-year. Wait, which one? All of them?
Huntress. Gotcha. I think Oracle's like a couple years older, but not much. So because this takes place 7 years after... Catwoman was killed, so and also when Oracle was paralyzed by the Joker, who basically just shows up long enough to, like, explain the story and to paralyze Batgirl into making her Oracle. And then, like, for whatever reason, Batman's been gone. But they talk about Batman like he's been gone for, like, generations. But it's been 7 years. And so, like, this detective that's working with the Huntress, like, he's like, wait, who? Like, they talk about this guy that dressed up like a bat. That can't be true, right? That can't... And it's like he's, like, some sort of urban legend that's been gone for generations, but it's literally been, like, 7 years.
Mm.
And then, in the beginning episode, for, like, a minute, Aaron Paul's in it from Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Dinah is, like, riding the bus to go to Gotham, like, he ends up on the seat in the seat next door, and they have, like, a conversation, and then he's never seen again.
Like, this was before he was famous.
Yes. And then I kind of watched some of the pilot episode, but I realized that, like, they just kind of changed some things from the pilot episode to the show, but they kept some of the actual scenes, so they just reused the scenes from the pilot and the actual show that fit the narrative that they wanted to keep. So, like, the pilot, I'm like, all right, that makes sense why the pilot wasn't aired, because you just showed the pilot but spread it out over, like, different episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that bothers me is Huntress is to deal with her mom's death is going to see a psychiatrist. I'll give you one guess who her psychiatrist is that nobody knows who it is, apparently, for some reason, even Batwoman.
It's what's it called? It's the Scarecrow.
Close. Harley Quinn.
Oh my god, that's really?
What? Yes.
She's not a psychiatrist, though.
Yes, she is.
Is she?
That's how she met Joker. She was a psychiatrist at the Arkham Asylum.
Oh, so she never met Joker, and that's why she's, you know.
No, she met the Joker.
Oh, gotcha.
And so she's like basically coming back into town after Joker was like killed, or like no, he's locked up in Arkham. So he's like trying to take over and reset the criminal empire. But it's like, how the fuck does Batgirl not know? Batgirl slash Oracle not know who Harley Quinn is?
Yeah.
Because like she knows that the Huntress is seeing a psychiatrist named Harleen Quinzel.
Hmm.
Like with the Oracle and all her computer shit, shouldn't that like wait? That name sounds familiar. I'm just going to type her name into my super fancy back computer that I do background checks on everybody on and see who this Dr. Quinzel is.
I don't know.
And then at some point, she goes, there's this guy that makes a machine that's able to transfer meta powers to non-meta humans. And so she, like, the last episode, next to last episode, she ends up gaining, like, hypnotize abilities.
Hmm. Does she really wear that red outfit?
She wears something similar to it in the final episode, but like not.
Dude, it's terrible looking.
Oh, you're actually looking at the show?
Yeah, I'm looking at images. Yeah.
Yes.
Jeez.
She wore that outfit in the show, but the actress is she was the girlfriend in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Hmm.
So, as much as I like want to say I can't say if it's a good show or a bad show because it's good for when it came out, I guess. Like it's good with qualifiers, but I don't know if that makes it a bad thing completely.
Fair enough.
Right, like when you watch like some of the earlier like superhero movies, even Marvel stuff, they weren't that great, but they had moments where they were pretty good.
Yeah.
And like so like I guess they learned from whatever they did on this show and worked it into the CW shows. But I will say one benefit of this show is it doesn't suffer from what all the CW shows suffer from, is that they go on too long and just get too weird because it was like one season.
They canceled. And
they actually had they wrapped it up. So it was like, it seems like they must have found out early that they're only going to get one season or something because the show kind of ends.
That's good at least.
So, because it's like, I think they were going to set up Harley Quinn being the big bad, but like maybe like, keep that going for longer, and then they're like, nope, the last episode, we're gonna not only reveal who she is, she's gonna carry out her master plan, get foiled and defeated all in one episode.
In 30 minutes.
46 minutes.
Gotcha. Gotta get those ads in.
Because it was an hour-long show with commercials, yes.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, if you just want to like a trip down nostalgia lane, like it's not a horrible show to watch, but there's so many like new shows on that I don't... If it wasn't for The Huntress, I wouldn't have watched this show.
Where'd you even watch it at?
Netflix DVD.
So nobody's going to be able to watch this.
I mean, you could buy it, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe it's streaming on the HBO Max or the DC show, the DC streaming network until that goes away.
Fucking DVD. I'm not even shocked.
What?
You watching some fucking... You know, fucking D-level shows on DVD.
Hey, man, I gotta get my Netflix old man DVD money's worth. But, like, as a bonus feature, there was an animated show called Gotham Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had, like, on the first three DVDs, they had each of the first three seasons. So DVD 1 had season 1. And it was, like, 12 or 13 animated shorts that were about 2 to 3 minutes long. They're actually pretty good, but there was like one episode and it was like, I can't remember what day it was, but like Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn are like roommates.
Mm.
And Poison Ivy got Harley Quinn a present and it's a giant box and she opened it up and it was a Joker sex doll, basically.
Wow.
And then like the last season is like just like basically one long continuous story of the men disappear, they find out why the men disappeared, but then and Commissioner Gordon comes back and he's weird and he's replaced by a robot and come to find out that his assistant was behind it and she's the sister of Dr. Freeze's wife, and she blames, like, all the heroes and villains for what happened to her sister, because basically Dr. Freeze wouldn't let her sister die in peace. And so she's, like, just wants to get revenge on all, like, the costumed people. So she replaced Gordon with a robot.
Interesting.
Yes. But it was made by Noodle Soup Productions, which is the same company that makes the animated show The Venture Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was pretty good. It was a little, like, the animation was a little, like, it was almost made intentionally to look dated, like the old Batman series, but, like, it had Harley Quinn, so it was new.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, so that was the bonus of watching the Birds of Prey, is I got to watch the Gotham Girls animated show.
Nice. At least it's something.
Yes, but fans of the Avatar The Last Airbender, Sean, got some sad news.
They sure got some sad news. So one of the original creators has put on his website that the two creators are stepping away from the live-action movie or show on Netflix. So I guess there was some issues, and basically they lost power to create the show how they wanted, and have decided to step away. They thought that it was best for them to step away, which I think is going to be, I don't know. I mean, I think it's almost concerning because we had a movie and they stepped away and it was very bad. So I would hope that Netflix understands, you know, the expectation that is going into these shows and what the viewers want to see before they put something out that is going to be way too different.
Right. I mean, I haven't watched Avatar, but I can't imagine people wanting a shot-for-shot remake of the original show when Netflix has the original show on the streaming service.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would have to be different in some ways, so I don't know why whether the creators wanted it to be the same, or maybe they just weren't, like, expressing the right spirit of the characters. Like, maybe Aang wasn't doing something right. or maybe Toph wasn't as snarky as she's supposed to be.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to say what all happened.
So right.
I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, the creators are taking the high road. Both of them are. They both, like, released statements. Like you said, the one that you read and then the other one. They're both basically the same thing, where it's like, you know what? We've been working on the show for a while, and some, you know, creative differences happen. We just felt it. With the differences, we didn't want to, like, be in that space. Kind of, you know, like, they didn't necessarily badmouth anybody, and they kind of bowed out with more grace than they probably should have.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I mean, the thing is, too, is now everyone's going to be very, this is going to just put more pressure on the show. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, people are already going to go into it with, like, negative lenses on, like, waiting for them, like, looking for things to shit on, as opposed to,
mm-hmm.
like, looking for the good things and, like, just, you know, like, if there's any negative, it'll be magnified more than any of the positives.
Correct.
So, yeah.
All right, everybody, that's it for today's show. Thank you for hanging out and listening to another fantastic episode. Make sure you're following us on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Untappd, all those fantastic places. Leave some reviews. You know, Danny will give you a shout out if you do. He'll love you.
Yes, I'll love you. What's it called? From a safe distance. I'll give you the 6-foot hand job. Virtually. But you have to wear a mask.
And you have to sit on your hand for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't even know how we end from there. I guess we'll see you next time.
Yes, next time.